Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
It is Hughie. Hello, everyone, and happy Halloween, I guess. Maybe that's a good for Halloween, who knows. It's going to be the Halloween special, but there will not be a musical soundtrack, let's just put it that way. So what we did today was a pretty random one. There was a round table set up was supposed to also include the great Dean Galloway from... the United States of Australia. He couldn't make it. Recently in the Dabbleverse, which I know people say, what is it? Well, it's a small community of comedy podcasters with a lot of lovely ladies in it, must say. Hello, ladies, if you're listening to the audio version. And it basically, it's gotten darker and darker and more intense and serious over the last few years, to the point that it's become just kind of a nasty place. And Recently, there's been some really horrible shit going on between the my co-host Lemmy. She will be back on pretty soon. She just didn't want to do this one, which is understandable. Her and her ex it's gotten really horrible. We were talking, of course, about Shmuel Bachman, who was one of the guests. About his criticisms. We were talking about, of course, the backlash that WATP is getting, and whether it's warranted. I personally don't agree, but there you go. I'm not going to shut anybody down, but anyway. I've completely messed up this intro, and if I was smart right now, I would delete it, just start again, and get it over with, but fuck it. Today I'm joined by Echo Pineapple, Shmuel Bachman, Rochi, Dave Sara, the hilarious Dave Sara, and for the first time, Mr. Panhandler. Seems like a fucking great guy. Hopefully they'll be on. And we all talk about those bits at the start. Now, if you want to see the video version of this episode, go to Huge Entertainment on YouTube, okay? Hit the like button, leave a comment, interact, just do everything to help with the algorithm. Consider becoming a YouTube member if you want to help support the show. And if you want to interact with me on social media, and I hope you don't, as long as it's only Instagram, I'm at Hughie on Twitter, at Hughie on Instagram. This goes about an hour and a half long. There will be no soundtrack, so there you go. That music you hear in the background, well, that, is, of course, the classic Ms. LaRue, or whatever the fuck it's called, by Dick Dale and the Deftones. Dick Dale, everybody. There you go. So we're going to say Shmuel Bachman, Panhandler, Echo Pineapple, Dave Sara, Rochi. Hello.
Hughie stumbled through the door, glassy eyes and wanted more. Whiskey.
So like I was saying, I just got this new microphone off of Immigrant, and I think it's all going to go pretty well, don't you?
Solid.
So okay. You're actually like a podcast producer type.
You said Dave? Yeah.
Oh, no, I said Amelan. What the fuck?
Yeah.
So you didn't notice that the thing wasn't connected?
It's kind of hard to tell sometimes. Sorry, no, I didn't notice right away.
Yeah. So basically, to sum up, it's everybody's fault but mine. And I think we could all agree that this is unfair to me. And those were wasted Shmuel Buckman insults, which I think is a huge... Why did you go put on a hat, Shmuel?
Just to annoy you. And because it's the...
Have you had on last time?
It's Australian, and I wanted to honor Mr. Dean.
Yeah, unfortunately, between the previous stream and this one, Eccle actually died. He went to run to the fish and chip shop because he's English, and he slipped over a stabbed immigrant on the floor, and he hit his head off a statue of the Queen. So unfortunately, there you go. Eccle will not be joining us. Will not be joining us for the rest of his life. As my fucking light just goes on the stupid fucking computer as well. Jesus Christ. So anyway, last night on BYB, in my opinion, Quad exposed himself as one of the worst fucking podcast hosts in the world. What could have been a genuinely interesting back and forth, instead, it was a retard and four guys ganging up on a lovely little lady. To me, to not get into the details of the fight, it was like somebody yelling at a Fat Boy Slim song. we've heard it all before, just this fucking loop of rotated, whiny, high-pitched shit. It was gay. But I, of course, am kind of biased because I'm friendly with Emmy. Shmuel, you're well known as the greatest podcaster in the world. What did you think of the state of that episode last night?
It was so bad. I didn't watch it. I feel bad for Lemmy getting, it just wasn't the appropriate place to do it.
Could you go a little bit more in depth, or is that the entire opinion?
Well, I didn't watch it, so it's hard for me to go more in depth. I haven't seen it
yet. I wanted to go see what girl you were talking about right now, but then you mentioned Lemmy, and I'm like, well, come on.
It's a weird thing, right? I mean, you come on and you're streaming, and you present one side, right? But this tearing your relationship apart, like going through your ex and this stuff, I find it distasteful. And so without having seen it, and you know, I don't know what the fuck. I feel like, you know, what do they say? The opposite of love is indifference. And it's like this granny going on and on with it. It's like, if she said she'd take him back, I believe he'd be back in a minute.
Well, the problem with Granny right now is that he's got the Shmuel Buckman effect. He's got 60, 70 people watching every time he does Lemmy. So, well, every time he talks about Lemmy. So what's the incentive to him not talking about Lemmy? He only gets 12 people watching his show if he's just talking about something else. Nobody cares.
But he's got this thing where he thinks getting more people watching his stream is a win. And it's like, okay, more people watched you than watched her. Who gets to hug the kids in the morning?
Exactly.
It's like, that's the end of it. It's like, who's the one pretending to have a 19-year-old girlfriend? Hey, who the fuck brags about that, having a 19-year-old? And B, if it was true, he'd be showing her off everywhere. Here's her standing beside my shit cooler. Here's her standing beside my wash rag. It doesn't happen. And why the fuck would a 19-year-old? 19-year-olds go to fucking nightclubs and parties and raves. Instead, she's going to watch fucking Owen Wilson playing a homeless guy while he live streams retweeting the same comments, goes, they didn't send me the right fucking address. It's like his own fucking story cancels it out. He goes, I turned up late because I didn't want to see your family, and they sent me the wrong fucking address. It's like, well, what fucking one is it, you cunt? But you kind of have two excuses for the same fucking problem.
I mean, it is funny that he might lie about stuff like that, but then he has no problem telling us that he's shitting an igloo. It's like, are you going to tell us he's shitting an igloo? So now we're supposed to believe everything you say? I don't think it works that way.
Yeah, and he keeps fucking talking shit about her. He keeps going, he says, oh, she stinks and she's lazy and all this stuff. And then he goes, and I can't believe she left me. It's like, so what the fuck? Does she stink and you're glad she's gone or you want her back? Like, just stick to one fucking point of view. Right, Roach?
Yeah. Also, here's the, unlike Shmuel, I did watch BYB. Partly because, again, like I've told Shmuel in the past, right? I don't like this at all. However, this is going to happen regardless of whether we want it or not. This is what Granny's going to do, right? So why not tune in and watch the car crash as it's happening, right? That being said, credit to Lemmy. The first thing she does when she goes on that show is says, he's about this big. And I went, okay, no matter what Granny says from this point onwards, she's won this fucking war. Or this battle, you know? Maybe the war continues, but like she just buried the motherfucker. Yeah? I might have a stinky pussy, but you got a small cock.
Oh, that's she was talking about his cock, not his size. Okay, I got you. I got you. Because he's this tall also, and his cock's...
She can run her. Yeah. She can run her cunt onto the top, but he can't even fix his over the rim of the sink. But the thing...
What sink? He doesn't have any running water in there. You don't even have a sink.
That was the joke.
It's the glass that he drinks his cider from. And by the way, how the fuck do you become addicted to light beer? How the fuck, like, do you know how much money he would save if he just drank, like, meal beer? I need to get a cool fucking ladder over here. Have you got any breezers left for a big tough guy like me? But Panhandler, you're notorious snowflake wimp. You and your Amy Schumer campaigning and your, what do you call her, Kamala Harris tattoos. You fucking snowflake. What do you think about all this stuff? Because you're pretty, you get some good takes on it, baby.
I don't want to get into the it's gross. Like, what they're doing to each other is gross. And I went through divorce when I was younger, and I was nasty, and it's embarrassed. Going back and thinking about it, it was fucking disgusting. Like, I was a real piece of shit. But not to that level, and thank God I wasn't on the internet, and the internet wasn't big back then.
You I'm used to more be. You still are, but you used to be, too.
Right, yeah, I was even worse somehow. I just think Quad did fuck it up, and Roachy streams with Quad a lot. Like, what Quad shouldn't have had all those people on number one if he knew. I mean, that's his whole thing, is trying to gotcha. That's the gotcha guy and doing douchebag things, and that's fine. That's his brand. I'm not shitting on that, but I think it was nothing against Spurg, but he shouldn't have been on there. And J-Mo never adds anything to any stream, so I don't know why he was on there, period. And Honk's fine. I just think it would have been an interesting stream to have them both on there together, the first one to do it. And Granny's whole bit is, he just talks over you and he thinks he wins the argument, which is kind of fucking weak or whatever. You know, I wanted to see them together and kind of watch, see what happens. And honestly, you know, if I'm being totally honest, I'm more team Lemmy than I am Granny. So I'm kind of rooting for her, but it just, the shit he said is fucking disgusting. And I'm a fucking nasty fucker, but it's just, that's the mother of your kid, man.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Granny is the white version of the black woman at the fast food place. It's like, just because you're making a big fucking noise doesn't mean that they undercooked your quail under glass. I think that's what the black people like did. But my whole issue was more about not only just taking sides of the issue, but the episode itself. What the fuck was that? That was that to me seemed like they spoke behind the scenes to pile up on her. Quad did a shit job of hosting that. He didn't fucking... I simply would have done stuff like Roachy, say your piece, and then I would have took Roachy off, and then, you know, just as an example. We called you a cunt there, by the way.
I heard it, Hughie, don't worry. What's funny, dude, I don't know what I can share and what I can't, but Quad's not happy with what happened on the episode as well.
Well, he fucking, it didn't come across that way.
Because no, he was not just during sitting the episode, there. But afterwards he was like, oh, fuck, like this fucked up. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, like you could have said that like from the off, really.
Like, yeah, you he like, should have said that during it because him and Lemmy have been, they've been his friends just as long as the granny stuff. And by the way, all this shit he keeps accusing her of all the time over and over again, it's like, okay, prove it. Prove one fucking let's all get a good whiff of that cunt. I think is the most succinct way to put it. It's like, and until you can, you can't. It is a fact that Granny's an alcoholic, okay? And he keeps trying to say, oh, she left me for clout in Philadelphia. It's like yeah, that's why she left you. Because you're a fucking walking supermodel. You're the dream man. That's, Lemmy goes, yeah, fuck it. I want to get a YouTube numbers instead. No, she left Granny because Granny's a fucking alcoholic loser who brags about shitting in a cooler. Like, what the fuck is she supposed to do? Hey, Pan?
Yeah, listen, I really don't want to get too much, but I agree. Like, this shit, like, if you're 40 years old, you should have your shit together, especially if you have a kid. And it doesn't, and I don't have the whole history, but from what I gather, he doesn't really have the shit together. And the fact that he's kind of flexing over living in a shed and he's independent, it's just weird to me. It's like, he's such in denial and he's so obstinate. And that's usually the way with like tiny men, like they have to overcompensate with whatever. And he's just fooling himself. And I get that he's hurt and he wants to lash out and revenge. And like, I've done all that shit too. So I'm not judging him on that, but it's just, he looks bad to me. He looks way worse than Lemmy does.
Is 5'9" considered tiny?
He's not 5'9", is he?
Oh, he's not 5'9".
Yes, Dave.
I'm 5'9".
Dave, but you're devilishly handsome, so that gives you a couple of inches. You know what I'm saying?
All
not
right.
Not where it counts, though, but yeah.
Continues.
Dave's Armenian. Those rapists notoriously have large penises. So there you go, Dave. But the thing is, that BYB thing, I've noticed that recently with Quad a lot. Is that it seems like he's way too into the drama. And as Pan said, the gotcha. We're like, who was the fucking guy? Rob Saul was on. And it seemed like he was trying to set him up to get into an argument with the Nasty Neil. And then there was the Kiki and fucking Ashley argument. And then there was this Slammy and Granny thing. And then, I don't know, I just think, I don't like what's going on here.
And then he's got Tommy Jordan on and ball washes him for fucking 3 hours. It's like, what are you doing, Quadski?
Wait, sorry. When did this show become the BYB review show?
Yeah. Since the BYB review show.
Yeah, since like 12 hours ago.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Between the last stream and this stream, the one that got taken down and this stream, it turned into one. Yeah.
Well, everything was explained in the previous stream, but I don't know. I just hate that sort of shit. But like Pan says, that's a very serious drama that they shouldn't be arguing about on streams. Like I didn't think it was a great idea for Lemmy to go on. I think that basically they should only talk through. What's the term? Intermediaries? Is that a word? Or did I just make that up?
That's a word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, it should only ever be, like, supervised conversations, not ones where fucking people call, like, vagina wrinkle can hit the fucking like button in it. Like
what does vagina wrinkle think of your divorce proceeding?
It's like, you're getting a good point, cunt lips. It's just, fuck, I don't know. But, Shmuel, would you agree that you started the whole thing, you cunt?
More than likely, yeah. But I, you know, Lemmy, from my view of this, has tried to keep quiet, and she tried to stay out of a lot of the stuff on the air and in public, and she let Granny go. And Dave was talking about Granny getting 60-70 viewers, and a lot of those people that are in there that are cheering Granny on were friends with both of them. And it's like, at some point, she's going to, the temperature, it's just going to, pot's going to boil over. And I think that's what happened last night, is she just couldn't, she was not taking it anymore, you know, and wanted to sort of say her side, but we didn't get that, right?
But the thing is, because my dad, my real dad, treated my mom like shit when we were growing up, and I haven't spoke to him in like fucking maybe 20, 30 years. Like, if Granny doesn't stop this shit, his kid's going to hate him, and you got to think of the fucking kid. Like, he may legitimately hate Lemmy, but he doesn't hate his kid, but his kid could end up hating him. And it's so fucking stupid, but he genuinely doesn't seem to give a fuck. His whole thing is like, I don't care if the kid doesn't like me. I want to get more live viewers than her.
When I was on the air with him last week, I asked him that question. I'm like, don't you think your kid is going to see this stuff? Right. Talking about the mother. And his response was, no, the kid, you know, the kid's not going to see it. And we're like, come on, it's the internet. The kid's going to see it. And he's, then, you know, like, I don't care. And you're right. And it's like, that's the one part of this that really bothers me, is if it were just Lemmy and Granny going at it, it would be fine. But there is a kid involved. And having grown up in one of these families, this poor kid is going to be fucked up for a long time. And it doesn't have to be this way.
But I wouldn't even say if it's fucked up. It's just that... I just think that what Granny's doing, it's not helping anything. Like, he's talking about wanting custody. And it's like, okay, well, let's see the evidence. So, by the way, here's evidence of you pulling out a you-know-what on somebody's stream. And here's you threatening people that are talking about her getting beat up in fucking Philly and all this shit. And you just, it's like, what are you doing? Like if you want to be a fucking... If you're trying to go into court to get custody, maybe don't spend so much time talking about how you're living in a shed, having the shit in a fucking box. Like, maybe this is the kind of stuff that the judges might go, yeah, I'll probably not let the kid go with you. I'll probably let him stay in the house with the family.
But aren't you asking a loser, alcoholic who's delusional, to try to behave normal? I mean, this is like the thing. You're asking Granny to behave appropriately, right? So if you talk to Dave or you talk to me or somebody else, you know, we're going to take that information in and process it and deal with it. And Granny is convinced that Granny is right. And it's a waste of time to try to get him to change.
Look at this. This is by a Quad going, am I the bad guy for doing the show last night? No, you're the idiot podcaster for doing a bad show last night. Like, you fucked it up. You could have done something interesting and fun. Well, maybe not fun, but you could have really got some type of a conversation going. Instead, you just got Granny on for like the seventh time this month to say the exact same shit again. And then not only that, he said it in a fucking loop. It was embarrassing. Like you, I would have said you should have got up and walked off, but well, you know, blame the tree again. But I got to ask you, Shmuel, enough of that stuff. Speaking of bad podcasters, this is an interesting question here by Beef McLarge Big, which I don't think is his real name. How much the bum Ava?
I think it would be, what do you call it? I don't have a problem doing it. I think it's more about, you know, who you are, not what you do.
Okay.
But that's
titty bum. Can I titty bummer?
I don't know. Bummer. That's like my ultimate goal, is to get them. I want to see those live on air.
Give me one of these, girl. Give me one of these.
But that's one of the questions I want to ask you there, Shmuel, because you've been under fire for a lot of criticism lately. Well, maybe not a lot of criticism, but enough that I agree with it, about the quality of your show, and you've got people like Dan who are giving you stuff, and you had a mild fallout with the panhandler. Talk to me a little bit about that. Like, who is it at the minute are you seeing is going after you?
Well, I'm not saying that anybody's going after me, but I mean, it's obvious that Dan is going after me. Panhandler got pissed off at me because I had told him I sent him a link when I didn't. And then I had Mersh on, and he doesn't want to be in the Mersh business. So
he's more of a Jesse P.A. guy, whatever his name is. Jesse P.S.
No, yeah. Pot awful. He doesn't like me either. The whole thing with it was, it wasn't the first time you've done that, right? And I think there were other people that would probably say, that you've forgotten to send them the link. And I think it's like an odd power move. I don't think you're that out of it that you ask somebody to be on your show and you forget this. Maybe once, okay, to one person.
He's that out of it.
But trust it's him. Happened multiple times to multiple different people. And
have you seen me do a show, though, Panhandler? Look at me. Unfortunately. Right? I mean, look at me. And then the other thing, too, is it's like, you know, this is sort of one of my issues is that we're adults. And if you're pissed off at me, tell me you're pissed off at me. Don't just stop, you know, answering my text messages or whatever. And I really thought I sent you the link. I thought you were the first person I sent the link to that night. And what happened was I sent it to OG Mumbling Nick first, got distracted, and I thought that you were the person that I'd sent it to. And so when you said you didn't have the link, and I went right away and I sent it to you.
Boy, right? Who's going to get the kids between this argument?
Ugh. Yeah, I know. No, no, two old men fighting about such petty bullshit. No, I realize I'm being a bitch about it, but it did fucking irk me. And I'm like, fuck this. And then I turned
I know, but
on
say
a fucking
something.
Merchant. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. And you didn't even take them to task on anything either.
But say something. Fucking... about, but it's not my job to take people to task.
You can challenge somebody without being a dick about
but
it.
But I don't
right?
want to. Like, but why do I want to challenge the guy? It was the first time the guy was on the show. Right. And what am I going to challenge him about?
A fine example would be him talking about jail. He spent 18 hours in jail and he was acting like he did a 20-year stint in fucking Walla Walla. I mean, what a fucking joke. Like, he wasn't even there 24 fucking hours and he's talking about how jail is and county lockup is and he knows what Stearns County's like. He doesn't. He didn't even have fucking change into a jumpsuit. He was probably in his fucking civilian clothes the whole time. So he's just so full of shit. And the biggest thing that I have a problem with merch is fucking him saying forever how he's going to not be in the Dalverse. He hates the Dalverse. And now he's fucking worse than J-Mo. He's on every fucking show any fucking time. It's fucking ridiculous. And nobody calls him out. It's just fucking bullshit. I mean, it is the ultimate grift. That's all.
I mean, all
like,
the,
it's just
all
so
that
fucking
stuff,
disingenuous.
All that stuff, whatever, for that. What I need to know is, where are all the allegations of him hitting a woman? Like, are those allegations, like, do they have feet? Or legs, as they say, Quadfather. Do those, like him hitting a woman or beating up a woman, is that true? I don't believe it, but people have been saying that lately, so I don't know.
I don't know.
And just to address Quad's question here, it's not just us criticizing you, Quad. Like, there's this thing called the internet where people are saying, oh, you fucked it up. Like, you did a shit job because you thrive off drama. So well done. Doom clipped the whole 9 minutes. Was it really worth doing that? The fucking Lemmy? I don't know.
Merch gets accused
of hitting the. Go ahead, Rog.
Sorry, Hugo. I'd like to say this. Quad, take this as a compliment. This has become a BYB review show. The problem is, it's just on you to make your show more interesting for us to do another review next week.
Yeah. So basically, Rog agrees that Quad is the problem in this situation. But here, Mersh get accused of hitting a woman.
Mersh slapping
a stripper. Apparently, he
with his dick.
That, so.
And he's told the story multiple times.
Oh,
you know?
Well, that's not great.
Well, he had a reason for doing it, and
did she owe him money?
Wait, sorry, Shmuel.
I'm sorry.
Slapping a woman.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, is it?
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying it's Mersh. But why?
You said he had a reason for doing it, as if like.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like he just walked up and slapped her. I mean, if you listen to the whole story, I think his reaction was inappropriate. I don't think I would have done it.
No, I'm
right?
talking about your words. You went, he had a reason for doing it.
He had a reason for doing it. Whether it's bad or bad is a, you know, that's the deal. But if you want to, like, you know, pin me on one word and get me for that, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
It probably wasn't the best way for me to state it, but that's the way it went.
Twice earlier, you said, whilst on air, this is your YouTube show, sir. This is not radio, right?
So, Shmuel, did you know that before you had him on, that he had slapped the stripper?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay. Have you seen Mersh? This is not news. This story is like 5 years old.
I don't
right?
listen to Mersh.
And I'm hardly the only person that has gone on the air with Mersh. And there are people that track his every movement It didn't seem for me. It was like, why am I going to do what everybody else does? Right.
Right. No. Platform the lady slappers. It's better to do that. Everybody else won't platform them, but go ahead.
Well, Tukey was on with him for 2.5 hours last night. So why don't you call Tukey after this and then tell him the same thing?
No, right. He's our moral compass. I got that.
Right. And, you know, are all of us here with clean hands? Have we ever done anything that we regretted and didn't want to do?
I've never touched a woman before in my life. Ever.
Well, what have you done? But have you done other things that are equally as bad or no?
Oh, I've been tapped out by several women, and I've tapped out a couple women on the mats.
Yeah, and not sticking up for somebody who smacked a woman, but it's like, it's part of the story. It's out there. Everybody knows it. People have gone on with them before. I'm going to be the moral arbiter of the internet, and I'm going to be the guy that says, no, I'm not going to have them on because they do that. I don't like Dave. I don't like all the coke use, right? I don't like, you know, I don't approve of it, but am I going to every show bring that up and talk to you about it?
And that's completely different. I'm doing that to myself. I'm not poking out other people or coke slapping a bitch.
But, well, you sort of are doing it to other people, because doesn't it change your behavior around your family? He's and aren't you taking a risk?
Wait, Dave, don't let him detract and start having an argument with you. Like, Shmuel's trying to get his way out of the fact that we pointed out that he said it's acceptable for Mersh to slap a bitch.
I never said it was acceptable, Rochi.
Rochi,
I get it. I get it. You're a troll. You want to do this stuff. But that's not what I said. And, you know, if you want, you're welcome to do like the karmic show where you'll take stuff out of hand. We went from Murph saying that he slapped a stripper, right? To
your word, Shmuel,
because she was being violent and he tried to calm her down. And I'm not defending that because I don't think it's right and I wouldn't have done it. But
come here. Hey, I got a question though. I mean, but Sambly brings up a good point. Like, if we don't believe any of his fucking bullshit county story, not the county story, but if we don't believe any of his bullshit stories, why should we believe that bullshit story? I mean, is it because it makes him look bad? It's kind of like the same thing with Granny. It's like, Granny tells us he shits in an igloo. I've never seen the picture. I believe him. But then he says that he's dating a 19-year-old. And I'm like, well, I don't believe that. I'm not sure if I get to pick and choose which one I believe if I don't have any evidence for either. So, I mean, Mersh, who knows? Did he slap a bitch? Who knows? She probably deserved it, right?
That's a good point that the lovely Dave Sarah, he's probably got a nice big thick penis. And what Sam is saying here in the comment, Mersh's stories are fake. There's a possibility that Mersh made the thing up for show content, because if he went on the show and says, oh, wow, I had a really nice low-fat yogurt today, and then I watched a couple of game shows and I read a book and that was my day. Instead, he's like, nah, I fucking paid her to suck my dick and it wasn't quick enough, so I slapped her and then I did coke off her corpse and I fucking threw a grenade up my own dick hole just because. Hit the like button, everybody. There's a chance he made that shit up, but with this community, whatever you say, people will instantly believe it. Like, Panhander could tweet out, I've got two dicks. And then that's it. It's like, nope, he's got two dicks. He notoriously has two dicks. I knew someone that used to work with him. And he used to stand there at the urinal with both hands, holding both dicks like that. And he would crisscross his piss and he would do impressions and he would do lightsaber noises while he was holding his shaft. That's Panhandler. Get that tweeted out there. Two dicks, Panhandler, okay? And hit the like button.
Panny two cocks.
That gets some views. That sounds like a show idea.
It is. Hey,
for her pussy, once for her ass. Hey.
I thought that's what Shmuel's show was called yesterday. Two dicks, one opinion.
What, Shmuel did a show?
Yeah, with that geezer called Ava.
Well, speaking of lovely ladies, Dave, here's Victoria, one of the Dabbleverse lookers. I'll wrestle you and Dave in Vegas.
All right.
There you go, Dave.
Well, I got a date with Shades Cal out there, so I don't know.
I heard that she's a
Nubian queen. Yes.
Yes. There we go.
No, she's the darkness.
Not a problem with that. But I got to say, though, Pan, you were talking about how Merce does all the Dabbleverse shows. But can you blame him, though? Because the whole point is that they're always looking, is that he always needs not creative content, because he does a show like, was it 7 times a day or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, no, doesn't he always say that he's like the content king or the content god or whatever, and taking credit for CarMax and all this other? I mean, he's full of shit. I mean, that's what Merch is, and that's fine. Like I said, my problem with his is that he's just so disingenuous. It's just such bullshit. And the stuff he said about Patrick on NLL or whatever was the worst thing another man can say about another man. And now he's streaming with Patrick. So Patrick's an idiot for having him on. And you know, saying Patrick's, you know, is a danger to children or whatever the quote was, and saying it multiple times and staring in the camera with his wonky eye and trying to be all serious about it. And then he's giggling about nice, Dave. And then he's giggling about it, you know, steel toe on this little piggy. It's just fucking, it's all bullshit. I said it the other night on another show. I mean, if you hate somebody, hate them with everything you got. Don't pretend to do it. See, I just, as somebody who hates a lot of people, it just bothers me to be disingenuous about pretending to hate someone.
But Panhandler, how much of this is real and how much of this is work? You know, when I was in Vegas, you know, Patrick was talking about liking Mersh and wanting to get Mersh on Super Tips. And Mersh had put out a clip of Hackamania, right? And Mersh took it down because of it being a paid event. And it was Patrick that told him to put it back up. So, I mean, if these two guys are getting along, am I then supposed to get in the middle of that and then make decisions? I don't know. And, you know, I'm doing a show and Mersh is going to bring eyeballs, right? And
that's my ironic.
My personal opinion, yeah. Well, they may not all be pointing in the same eyeball direction. But, no, and look, I think Mersh's stories are bullshit, but there's some, and there's entertainment there. You know, I've always said, it's not new, I've always said that I think that a lot of the stories that he tells are other people's stories that he turns into his own, but he makes them interesting.
I have no problem with Mersh's show. Obviously his voice carries everything. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying him as a person and just being a disingenuous piece of shit. And I've said that word too many times. I know that. That's all. That's it. And again, I don't. I'm just repeating myself.
If we didn't,
I'm not saying that you have to challenge him and say you want to fucking fight him. I can say, if you have these eyeballs, you have Mersh on, then ask him, well, what about all the shit you said about the Dabbleverse? Or what about the shit you said about, like, I think that makes for an interesting show or a good interview or good questions to have. Like, again, it doesn't have to be so adversarial where you're going to throw hands, but you can challenge, you could ask, you know, decent questions. That's all. Not just let him regale us about his 18 hours at fucking, you know, county in Tampa off Orient Jail Road. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just whatever, man. It's just, he's just such full of shit. That's all. That just say, I would have called him out on that alone. Asking him his expertise on prison is ridiculous, or county jail. He's been there one time, admittedly, for 18 hours.
But Do you ever get the vibe, though? Because I remember the Mersh versus WATP feud. That came out of nowhere so quickly, and it got so intense that it was almost as if they had like a, well, I wouldn't say a plan, but it's like, did they all sort of know the game now? Where it's like, yeah, you talk shit about me, and then I'll talk shit about you, and people will be in the chat, and we'll take super chats and shit on each show, and we'll all talk shit about each other, and then it'll all just sort of wash over. And that's why the way, Pan, you were talking about hating people and it being fake. That is an issue, I think, with a lot of this whole Dabbleverse, is that people are so fucking quick to jump all over whatever the current drama is. And it's kind of going back to the original topic of the granny stuff, where it's like, people really shouldn't be getting involved in this, because it's not just like the way I really don't like Dave Sarah, that piece of shit, and I'd never have him on the show. I had him muted, he wouldn't be able to hear that. But the thing is, by the way, Shmuel, can you backhand ladies on your home planet?
No, I cannot, unfortunately.
But you just do it anyway. But the
thing, they're in the ladies.
Hey, okay, so with the merch stuff though, too, regardless of what he says about the Dabbleverse, he kind of has free reign to this thing. I mean, he's involved in the very, very beginning of it. So whatever he says is kind of irrelevant, like as far as like talking shit. But I do see how like once he started seeing how the super chats and all the money was coming in, he did lean into the Dabbleverse stuff more. It seemed like he did kind of hate it for a while there and didn't want to cover it. But now that he sees that the money is rolling a little bit with the Karmics, but with the Karmic stuff too, it's like, come on, like him liking Karmic and bumping him up and getting him on Alex Stein, it's not a genuine, I like Karmic. I want to see the train wreck. So for those reasons, I stay.
Listen, I'm telling you that Karmic shit, people need to back off that. He's going to do a Bud Dwyer impression, and it's inevitable. The next time he can't see that very, very attractive woman, what's her name, Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, Gilly?
Dave Gillespie.
How can you actually look at someone's face and they actually look like they would be called Gilly for real? Like she looks like she can smell something but doesn't know what it is. As soon as Pat Dixon gives her even the hint of some dick, and I bet you he's got a huge penis, and I want to see that shit. Somebody help me get some photographs of it. He's going to go off himself, and people know this is going to happen. People know it's inevitable, and nobody seems to give a shit. But here's a thing I'd love to ask Panhandler. I've noticed you say harsh stuff about the lovely Ashley Cummins there. Ahoy, Ashley. What was all that about? Because that seemed to get pretty fucking intense pretty quickly, Pretty Eyes.
I'm not going to go into, like, we've done it 1,000 times to go back and forth with Ashley about it. Like, her just, like, blowing up after me going on MLC, and then she goes on MLC. You know what I'm saying? Like, she thinks she can control people, what they do, what grown adults can do. And you have to be 100% aligned with her, or else you're not her friend. She did the same shit with Canoe. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be her friend and be independent. You just have to go along with her marching orders. And she, like, blew up over that shit. I was like, fuck off. I'm a grown man. She knew I was a Kevin fan. And she gives people shit about giving super chats, but then she wants super chats. Again, it's just more hypocrisy. And that's really the genesis of it. And then she thinks I'm mad because she blocked me. You know how many people have me blocked? I don't give a fuck. It's good. I mean, that's not the reason. It's just, she's just so out of touch with everything. And she thinks she's the smartest person in the room. And she got here 5 seconds ago. And she obviously doesn't know she's being trolled. And it's just, you know, I legit did feel badly for her first, and I made the mistake of trying to help her. That was my bad for saying, you know,
all right,
you're going to get burned by this shit.
Sorry, mate, to cut you off. What you're really saying is she blew you off in DMs, and you went, yeah, fuck this bitch. That's what really happened.
Right, Roachie. Keep kissing her ass. Good job. That's exactly what happened.
Panhandler only white knights for one female now, and that's Jaya.
Yeah.
Can you fucking blame it?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, look at that fart box.
I'd help her fucking kill one of my kids. I'd say, listen, I'm not happy about what you just did. Like, I enjoyed my daughters, but are we still going for pizza first? Because I really like you, and you have a pretty smile. And then it also means, and then it's like, and think of the positives. Save money at Christmas, you know?
Yeah, she could talk about the bus stop and what happens at the bus stop, or whatever the fuck Lemmy was talking about last night. And you'd be like, hey, yeah, let's go to the bus stop. Come on.
But she's on Merchant Show every night.
I don't know. Lemmy was talking about the bus stop on BYB or something. It's the only thing I caught. But, you know, like with Kevin Brennan and MLC and stuff like that, like, it's pretty obvious that, like, he doesn't really hate Melton, because, like, the people that he actually hates, you'll never catch him watching his show and laughing at it. Like, he makes it a point to, like, not laugh at the people he doesn't like Carl and Shuli. He'll watch them, can't laugh. But if he's watching Melton, he'll make fun of Melton, but he's also laughing on the side. And it's like, All right. I'm not really sure how much of this is really real or not, because I don't think you two really hate each other all that much.
Kevin Brennan fans are the type who think wrestling is real. And they're like, what the fuck? The Macho Man was in Subway with the Legion of Doom and they were making fun of black people.
That's not true.
He didn't have his crown or anything. Like, what the fuck's going on? It's like, because it's fake. Kevin Brennan's fucking fake. He's an actor. He literally played Santa Claus on Spin City, which is a very funny episode, by the way. Brennan's just a sexy piece of ass. That's all he's got going for him, is that body of his. But speaking of which, Pan, would you like to read out this lovely super chat here?
I can never say his name, damn it. Semi-furious buttonoid,
$2. Semi-neferous. Semi-neferous.
Sorry, I never say it right.
Semi-nefarious, probably.
Ashley's box smells like 15 pounds of rotting sea bass. That's crude.
Is it Chilean sea bass? Because if it is Chilean sea bass, then it's not sea bass.
Pam, what do you think about this comment here by the lovely Miss Ashley?
Box wine drunk Ashley Cummings. The only reason MLC had Panty Handy on is because of me. Aren't you embarrassed? No. That's I live in a true house. You got your a sister job. Has to pay for your apartment. You basically have a conservative ship. So no,
and you're
not embarrassed. Well, look at the size of my fucking house. It's fucking ridiculous. I'm one person. You can't even afford your fucking apartment. No, I'm good. Look.
Showed a railing.
Watch that I wear just because it's a daily watch wander. No, I'm not embarrassed.
It's a Submariner. Relax.
But to be fair, Ashley, Ashley, if your sister wants to pay for my house too, I would say yes. Like, I'd happily not have to pay bills. So, like, you can't really bash her for having a rich sister, even though she was in that Foo Fighters film, which was the worst thing to happen to the Foo Fighters in 2022. Get it?
Bash her for being 40 years old and living almost in the shed, basically. She's granny with less facial hair. Well, who knows? Because she used so many fucking filters. Maybe she does have more. I don't know. Wait, but
I've got to defend Ashley here. Which one is it? Her sister doesn't talk to her, or her sister pays for everything she's got in life?
You would know better than I, Rochi. You would exactly. She said her sister pays for her apartment.
She never said that once.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've never seen Ashley go after anyone because they had more than her or are economically, you know, doing better off and all stuff. And it's just like Ashley gets attacked for shit that she sort of because of where she lives, right? And because she's the sister of a famous person. I don't know. It's like, I'm using the word go after, which is not the right thing, but if we're going to be mad at somebody or whatever, let's do something that they have control over or that they can change. You know, Ashley's Ashley.
Ashley, for what it's worth,
who the fuck is that?
Typically doesn't go out of her way to go after people.
It's a fruit in front of a piece of shit.
And she is, in some ways, much less insufferable than her sister, who has all the money, all the fame, and still has to go on her podcast and dress like an e-girl when she's 50. And, like, that stuff I can't handle. At least Ashley is kind of like, she's in the trenches with the rest of us. I can't really be mad at that.
But also, too, like, I don't need people to be what I want them to be. They can be what they are, right? Like,
I'm over here.
Let's let Ashley be, you know, I don't know. Ashley's interesting because she's Ashley.
Well, Shmuel, have you asked me permission to talk about Ashley? Because you accused me of being
No, I have not.
Ashley says my sister is a... Yeah, everybody knows what that word is. I'm not going to say that word. Everybody can read it, not just me. I use that word all the time, to be honest with you. My sister is that on my lease.
He's like a co-signer, almost.
Yeah, I know exactly what Guaranteed. I said. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, we're all just saying what I'm thinking. My sister is a guarantor on my lease because we got it 3 years ago. I pay $3,000 a month. Jesus fucking Christ, I always have. Biden's America, am I right, guys?
And this is my, I've told Ashley this before, is that,
stop defending yourself
from this shit. You know what I mean? Like, whatever you pay, wherever you live, whoever pay, it's not really anybody's business. And you know, we don't know. I don't know. It's just like,
she went after me, so I'm not going to, I know you are going to kiss her fucking meat flaps because you want her on the show. She gets fucking views. And that's what you do. You fucking kiss everybody's ass to get them on your show. And fine, that's your show. Do what you want.
She came
after me, and I defended myself. That's it. Am I embarrassed? No. No, I'm not embarrassed.
Yeah,
I wanted to expand on that. Sorry.
Yeah, see. I'm not trying to snowflake on you, but you can't say meat flaps here. We call them beef curtains.
My bad.
Yes, roast beef.
Yes. But Shmuel, it's weird because like you did that notoriously good interview with Ashley. I heard that David Letterman was shitting himself because your interview was so good that he thought my career led to nothing. And if I may quote, I actually have the tattoo on my arm. You do yoga, and we know about yoga. Like, that was fucking amazing because it's true. She does do yoga, and we know about yoga. Right? Right, Echo? Like Shmuel was right.
That was his second best interview.
We got Roachie and Echo taking yoga lessons.
He takes fucking yogurt lessons, you fat bastard. What a great joke that I said. Semifarinus buttonoid for take for the toe. Shmuel, you can be who you want to be, which is profound. Can we clip that? Because I want to watch that, and we can put it in this song, and we'll have a good time. You know? But speaking of great interviews, I got to ask you, Shmuel, about a week ago, you had this massively fat bastard on called Robbie. And that was a hell of an interview. Like, usually people get on a stage to be interviewed, but he actually came dressed as a stage. Talk to me, Shmuel, about the reaction to that interview and the comments that Dean Galloway, who is the Aussie guy's real name, who lives in Perth, Australia, and he's going through some personal hassle at the minute, so let's all tweet him and insult him so that we can make his day even worse. Dean Galloway, Perth, Australia. He is the third name you will find on Facebook. Look him up. Adam, write rude comments on photographs of the family. Dean Galloway, Perth, Australia. Right,
and then
Shmuel?
Very quickly, Shmuel, did you ask Robbie, are you a person or a fucking tarp? There we go.
In fact, Echo, tell us what you think about Shmuel's interview. Cunt.
It was terrible. It showed he knew nothing about Robbie, to be fair, or anything about United States of Australia. It showed a real lack of knowledge there, Shmuel. So,
yeah, when I went on United States of Australia, I brought out the Ben Maller stuff.
Brilliant, Dave.
More of the Ben Maller stuff. So I knew a little bit about Robbie.
I brought out the Ben Maller stuff as well.
Yeah, but you thought that Ben Maller's the guy from Meet the Parents. Get it?
I have Maller's.
I got it.
Can you milk me?
Yeah. Hey, Robbie, you've got tits. Do you suck them?
Oh, no. Not
Maller? I hardly knew her.
Hey. You want to meet me at the casino, you fucker? Go on, David. But tell me about the research you did on Robbie, Shmuel, before that banger.
I didn't do much at all. I just talked to him.
You're fucking joking.
I had talked to him. I what do you call it? I mean, it's a guy who streams. He's streaming before I was. I thought he was going
to
bring something.
Someone else to stream.
It wasn't like I wasn't trying to. I'm not 60 Minutes. I just wanted to, you know, chat with the guy. Thought of me would have be more interesting. That's all.
I
thought I would be more interesting, but it is what it is.
So it's Robbie's fault. It's Robbie's fault.
Yeah, it's Robbie's fault.
Do you think if that interview had have come out a few months ago, you would have made it in the top 150 of the list?
I think you mean Robbie is a fault. like a fault line. Hey, earthquake joke.
Fucking boo, Dave.
Yeah, and instead he should go on a show instead of Kill Tony, go on a show called Kill Yourself.
That's the what's the guy's name that you mentioned earlier that did
Barack Obama?
Not that guy. The other black guy.
Joe Biden.
Not that guy. Damn it.
Ava.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, Shmuel, so when you see people like Dean Galloway, the Aussie guy, making fun of that interview, like does it make you play with your dick and also consider? Because the last time I went on your show, I don't think you knew who I was, and that was actually the third time I'd been on.
I still don't know who you are.
Yeah, but so to tell me what it is your prep is for an interview.
It depends upon the person, but usually what it is like with a guy like Robbie, it's like, well, you're on United States of Australia. I see you every Sunday morning. Most people
that's
don't
the sun rising. Or do you
most
think
people
wrong?
Don't know, right? Most people don't know who you are, and it's like, I'm having you introduce yourself. Right, I'm finding out about you at the same time everybody else is finding about you.
Did he ask to go on your show? Did he ask you to introduce him to everyone out of interest? Did he go, Shmuel, please?
Said to Robbie, we should do a stream together probably about 5 or 6 months ago, and he said he would, and then that was basically it, and then we scheduled it and we went live.
But shouldn't the interviewer actually know who the guest is before he interviews him?
Well, I know them from streaming. I don't know who the guy is. Is there something wrong with me learning about them on the interview?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know who Ava was before I had her on.
That's because she thought she was the lead singer of Kiss. Yeah, but shouldn't you be know more about the guest before the interview begins so that you know what to ask them? Because you asked Robbie what he had for breakfast, and how the fuck would he know what breakfast is? He doesn't stop eating.
Yeah, Robbie and I had talked about stuff, and then it felt like uncomfortable for me to bring some of that stuff up. And but you know, again. And I'm not I've never presented myself as this excellent interviewer or anything. That's I have a sure. camera and a web connection, right? So I'm going to do what I do.
You were the meanest you ever have been to like one of the nicest guys. Like it made no sense to me.
So
you
were talking
about, like, the who was that?
Reality show to Robbie.
I was mean to him?
I called him fat a couple times
too. You were talking about Wade and wanted to get him fit in a booth or whatever weird thing you were talking about. It was so
panhandler. Did it feel to you like Shmuel was trying like a 5-minute stand-up bit on Robbie as well near the end?
Yes, he roasted him. Yeah. Roasted him. I was like, what the fuck?
Hey. So where are you from, Robbie? Yeah.
It was weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't stand it when people try to force their act into conversations. But speaking of Bon Jovi, have you ever noticed how the way the word cunt fits into so many of their song lyrics? I mean, why don't you lay your cunt on me? Eh? But okay. On the top of that stuff, I would say,
I have a John Bon Jovi bit. So,
go on.
Imagine if you never added the Bon to his name. His name would just be John Jovi. Ew. All right. Continue.
This is fucking banger material. But Pam, when you first went on Shmuel's show, how intimidated were you by his presence?
Listen, as much shit as I give Shmuel, everybody should be pissed at him, but I should thank him. He was the first one to have me on a show, and he did it a couple times, so he didn't have to do that. So I do appreciate that. So as whatever petty bullshit we're going through, I do appreciate that. He was the first one.
Will we ever see you back on his show, Panhandler?
That's his show.
Sorry, Panhandler, you are aware that everybody that has a YouTube app has the capability of hit go live, right?
It's not. Yeah, really, but I'm not a guy like you, Rochi. I'm not a guy like you. I'm just a chatter. Not true, a guy. True. Not a guy. You know what I'm saying? I don't have the chops you have, Rochi. No, I wasn't intimidated. I didn't know what the fuck I was going to talk about. But no, you asked me to come on.
Neither did he. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Neither did he. So you're fine. You're both in the same position.
You mean you couldn't understand what he was saying when he goes, neither did he.
Neither did he.
Neither did he, love. We fucking speak like this to you, fucking you. You think you're on a podcast with Spinal Tap? Spinal crap.
Hughie making fun of somebody for not being able to understand him is ridiculous, by the way. I hope everybody appreciates the hypocrisy.
Mr. Blue Sky.
If you didn't add Bond to the name, it would just be I'm James. And he's right. If James Bond wasn't called James Bond, he wouldn't be called James Bond.
James Jovi.
Yeah, but that's like the old line, whoever actually coined the phrase. Like, it's pretty fucking crazy, you know what I'm saying?
All right, this is Stutjoe territory.
Yeah, you know, we should have stopped with that first show. We should have stopped with that first show.
The guy who named Jumping the Shark has jumped the shark or whatever the fuck. The fuck out of here.
Yeah, get out of here.
Isn't it ironic that the guy...
Ashley Cummins says, Dave, Sarah, it is kind of funny.
That's not... And,
see, Ashley, it's comments...
Not a compliment.
Comments like that is reason why people give you so much shit, man.
Yeah. John Jovi, it's a real hitter.
No, it is. But this was the first comment that came in earlier from Beef McLarge Beef. How much to bum Ava? And this is the question I've got for Shmuel. Do you feel like she is completely trolling you, Ava? Because the shit she says in defense of Stuttering John, it's like, is there something wrong with your brain? Is there something wrong that maybe your judgment is a little off and you don't know what's actually going on in the real world? Like, may you maybe bad at decision-making, Ava? Did you think that fucking Stuttering John is this saint on earth who wants to fucking heal the world and she's good and she's bending over backwards trying to fucking defend him? Do you think... So basically, Buckman, which is one of my favorite names to say, do you think she is basically trolling you and everybody?
Look, anything is possible, but I don't think so. I think that she really thinks that John has been victimized, but I also think that it's also the same, what do you call it? It's like John has had dozens of people who try to help him out, who try to understand him. I mean, when I first saw him, I felt bad for him, right? And it takes a while. She's new to the John stuff. And she thinks, oh, this poor guy. She doesn't like Shuley. And, you know, I think the turn will eventually come. Actually, I think John's using her because she's trans. That's the reason why she's on his show. I don't think and I don't know whether she knows that or doesn't know it, but I think everybody knows it. And for cover.
I think like what she says about John is one thing. And I think the reason John kind of likes her is because her liberal views align with his. And I think that she actually does believe in those liberal views. And she does express them quite eloquently. But Ava Goblicon, like, I think for sure the thing that really pisses me off, like, she's not making any money. So that's kind of good, right? But... There is a turn coming, I think, in some way, but I don't think it's going to be her that initiates it. I think she's going to play the straight man until John does something to piss her off, and then she'll come, you know, she'll take out her tits on stream or something like that. I don't know.
She'll probably order them off Amazon. But the thing about Ava, it's that Stuttering John, when he used to have Quad on the show all the time, John would speak to Quad like he was some fucking invalid, and he would really condescend him and speak down to him. Quad's not fucking, well, he is stupid, but he's not like an invalid. So, and that's what Ava is like. Thank Christ there's no black people in the Dabbleverse, and not just for that reason, but it's because Quad needs to Robin quivers himself, and then he's like, well, if I can get you on here, that means I can say what I want, and I'll get all these fucking liberal pats on the back from snowflakes like Panhandler.
I don't think Ava is going to turn, by the way, on John. Not in the way you think, anyway. She's very much enjoying the anti-Shmuel, anti-Carl movement, and I think there's a lot of people out there who are here for it. If she turns on John, it's not to go on Pint Dabble. Sure. She's not going to go on like a Pint Dabble, point again, or, you know, TSN. I think she's done with that in terms of like being pro their side. But yeah, maybe she'll go on MLC if she's invited, eh, Panhandle?
And look, if I take Ava in context, Ava has a lot of shitty opinions, in my view, right? So the John thing is just one more of them. It's like, Ava is Ava. This is not out of, when you ask if she's trolling me, the reason why I would say no is this is not out of character for her. Right? The quad thing with John was out of character, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with Quad, you can kind of tell Quad didn't really want to be there, whereas Ava is enjoying being there. But also, teaching, she doesn't do her own show. She spends money. She doesn't make money. I don't know if she's positioning herself to make money, but there's not a whole lot you can really complain about somebody like that when they're not making a dime or a dollar off of it. It's like, let them be. Once they start collecting money off of people, then you can really go after them and criticize them.
So let's be real. The only reason I think Shmuel has Ava on his show is because he realized everyone was taking the piss out of how wide his eyes were, and he's hoping that everyone will now think it's because he's got a pair of tits on the screen. That's why.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to distract from the eyes.
It's the eyes. Oh.
I like that you put a hat back on, by the way. Initially, you bullied him into taking a hat off, and then he put the hat back on.
Yeah. He didn't bully. It was blending in with the green screen, but that's okay.
I'm with the Salvation Army.
Buckman, did you try to influence the top 200? You're the Biden of rigging statistic or whatever the fuck the word is.
The top 200 of what? Oh, the dang lizard? Oh, don't ask. Dang list?
Like you don't know.
You talking about the dang list?
The dang listard.
Ah, this guy's crazy.
Look. I'm blown away. I'm on any list, so.
There's one list.
You just don't like to be on lists.
I made a second list. I used AI to make a list, and the first time I ran it, Shmuel was in the top 25 of that list, and I was like, I re-rolled it, and then he was no longer on the list. So I'm like, this is the list I need to go with. This is the list I need to go with.
This guy says Ava or Buffalo. Ava or Buffalo Bill is a bore who lies nonstop, blaming others for what he wanted to do. But what's your take on Pan on her Pan? Because sometimes I see you on. Well, back when Shmuel used to let you on the show, am I right? Back before Shmuel turned his back on you and talked shit about you against all nice people. Hit the like button,
Bill Backman.
Fuck.
Once he got monetized, he didn't need me anymore. He big.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's so true. That's exactly what happened.
It's a dirty game.
That's exactly what
you got. You sent me the. You were out of the Shmuel business before I was monetized. So there you go.
He needs more moderators and more producers to send links out to people is what he needs. Cigarette Jones. This is all Cigarette Jones's fault.
I agree with the fruit and Dave that I don't think Av is going to turn on John. I think. John is going to get offended by something or perceive something Ava does, and he'll turn on her, and then she'll turn on him.
Yeah.
But for I've said this before, that Ava and I couldn't be more different in every single way. But I like her. I get along. And I also agree with Dave that even though I don't agree with her politics, the way she presents them and backs them up, at least she's just not freaking out. You're a transphobe. And she does she does give a lot of shit to people, but she takes some brutal abuse too. So, I mean, I kind of respect that she, you know, how she handles herself or whatever. So I like Ava, surprisingly. I'm kind of shocked by it.
Yeah.
Well, somebody who doesn't seem to really like her is Rochi. Would you like to read this comment?
Yeah, cheers for the $2, Bucknoid. Ava could play defensive tackle for the Raiders. And that's not a lie, by the way, because the Raiders are fucking useless, apparently.
We need her. Put her at defensive end. We got a defensive tackle already.
At defensive end? Was that not Johnny Cochran? But it's one of my topical references there. Rochi, why do you have such a problem with Ava? You seem to, or Ava, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, whatever that dude's name is, right? So what it is I'm a big WATP fan, right? And I remember that dude being on WATP saying that John is the biggest bigot in the world, would never speak to that person ever again. He's a piece of shit. 2 months later, he's on with John, licking John's ring piece. And it's like, well, like, you're inconsistent. You're a two-faced cunt. So that's why I don't like him.
Who are we talking about? Who's him?
And you, Dave.
Ava, as well. I just want to make sure you're saying you're calling Ava him.
Yeah, yeah. He's a dude. Okay. Dude.
Okay. Okay. Dave. I just want to make sure. Dave, I know.
Ava will have the same issues that me and you will have as a biological male. Yeah.
Look, I understand. Like,
nothing can change that. That person has done to modify their body doesn't make them into a female.
I understand, but make sure you hit the
transphobe button, guys. Come on.
I don't remember who I was talking to in DMs, but we were talking about Ava. And again, I like Ava, whatever. But like, I do fall into the trap of calling her a her. So.
Well, so this is the thing, right? If that person was to speak to me and they were like, oh, look, you know, we're getting along. Would you mind calling me a she? I wouldn't mind doing that. But Shmuel is my witness. I called that dude a dude once in the chat of Shmuel's show, and that guy's just been on a spiral ever since, to the point where he will refuse to do Ickle's show because I've called him a dude. That's what we're dealing with. I think that level of
I think Ava just doesn't like me. I think there's multiple reasons why she
doesn't. Ava doesn't like fruits.
Yeah.
The guy's hypocritical, right?
She had a bad swinger experience one time. Pineapple joke.
I just want to clear something up so it doesn't get misunderstood. The turn, I think, with Ava is going to come with John turning on her. I don't think she's going to turn on him.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah,
that's for sure. That's 100% inevitable because he's going to try to, they're going to meet and he's going to try to fuck her. And then he'll forget that she's trans and he'll be like, oh, what the fuck? And then he'll turn against her. He'll immediately start shit talking her, all this stuff. But Eccle, would you like to read this one?
Yeah, sure. So Butnoid, thanks for $2. Hey, Governor, does Ava still have her twig and berries? There you go. Thanks for $2.
Well, I just want to bring up this comment by the lovely Victoria, who I think we can all agree is in the wood division. What about that, Pan? Do you agree?
She fucking hates me, so I shouldn't answer. She's an attractive woman. Yeah, absolutely. Her personality, not so much, but she's aesthetically, she's pretty. Sure.
Dave is
I
Victoria.
Like Victoria.
See? That's another wood. Shmuel, can we get a third wood?
Oh, wood. But then again, I mean, pretty much anybody.
Look, the thing I like about Victoria, which is the same thing I like about Lady KB and some of these
big tits?
Big fucking tits and a big fat ass. No, it's that they generally like they're in a community. They're in a very toxic male dominated community, and like, excuse me if I might make some grape jokes here and there about you. And she rolls with the punches pretty well. So I gotta like that. So that's okay.
Wait, most girls
don't like grape jokes about them. So
sorry, Dave.
I'm not really with
that. You
don't
have any funny jokes, but yet you claim you have funny rape jokes. Please tell one.
I got funny rape situations.
But I just want to ask, as we're getting ready to wrap up about this episode, Victoria here says that Carl is awful talking about Lady K from WATP, and there's Lemmy enjoying one of Dave Sarah's horrific SA accusations. Go ahead, Rochi, my love.
Sorry, mate, to cut you off. To Victoria's point, right? Carl is one of the biggest hypocrites in the Dabbleverse. for him to ask Dr. Steve to set up a GoFundMe, because as Dr. Steve said in his own words, if we do that, people will think we're grifting, is like one of the biggest fucking hypocritical moves ever, right? Remember, Carl has bragged to Stuttering John's face that I'm able to pay for a second home, goofing on you, John. So that when it comes to John suing them, which is a stupid idea, by the way, I don't agree with, Carl immediately is like, oh, let's get the fans to pay for my legal defense, because fuck it, why not? But yet wouldn't do it himself. Has to go and ask Dr. Steve, because he knows the whole Dabbleverse. Nobody shits on Dr. Steve. You know what I mean? Like, that's a very hypocritical move. So you've got to call Carl out for that, right?
Well, just for you saying that, Dr. Steve is actually coming on this show next week, and I'm going to give him a hard time just because nobody else has. I'm going to call him a Dr. Child-Touching Cunt. And just one finally have a comment.
Very quickly, I just want to say, with the Dr. Steve sub, I don't remember who was making the point, but somebody made a really good point that because of this money, there's a chance that John will not have to pay anything out of his pocket, because he has to show, if Shuli and Carl win, they've got to show that they lost money. And if they've got this GoFundMe, there's a chance that a judge might be like, well, you didn't lose any money. You had it crowdfunded. So I think somebody, that was a good point. I don't know if that's legit or not, but that's one reason to kind of poo-poo what Dr. Steve is doing in this situation a little bit, especially if you're, I don't know. It is kind of being very Swiss of him in one sense, but.
Well, speaking of which, this guy, I think he's from Sweden. I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore, but talking about Ava, oh man, can she stand when she weighs? And for $200 Norwegian money, whatever the fuck. But back to Victoria's commenting about WATP. It's that I've noticed, not that it's like a flop show or anything like that, but there has been like a growing backlash against it, not just because of this fucking lawsuit thing. Like, it does seem that I've noticed a lot of more negative comments lately. Like, not to dox any private chats, but Dean Galloway, who goes by the name The Aussie Guy, constantly talking shit about Carl and Kaylee and everyone on WATP and DNC.
Wait, Dean Galloway, the guy from Perth?
You've heard of him too?
Okay, I just want to make sure that's the same one. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so Dean Galloway, the guy from Perth, Australia, the third name you'll find on Facebook.
That's the guy, that family that was sent to Australia because they were criminals, right? That's the guy, right?
That's exactly Perth.
No. That's Dean Calloway.
Dean Galloway, the host of that Aussie Guy show or whatever the fuck it's called, or Planet Robbie.
United States of Australia.
Yeah. Or when Robbie's on it, the United Stakes of Australia. Am I right, guys?
That's a dangerous joke, by the way.
I've been criticized for talking about Robbie. I'm going to keep quiet.
Good work, mate.
Well, I want to move on. Can I go back to Carl and whatnot? So,
well, that's just the point of the conversation, you silly goose.
Really quickly, the GoFundMe has no effect on this lawsuit, right? Because the slap lawsuit, John is the one that has to prove loss, not Carl. They just have to prove they spent the money. But having said that, they have a motion with the judge right now that the judge has to rule on whether or not whether or not they get John to pay their costs, right? And it's like, I could see a GoFundMe possibly after the judge made that ruling, but beforehand, I mean, it's a little surprising to me. And the other part of it is, you've been saying to this guy, sue me, for all this time, and now you're like, sue me, but I want you guys to pay for it. And I don't know. It did seem distasteful. I don't have an issue with the GoFund with a GoFund.
We heard,
but now.
Also, Shmuel, I got distracted by watching a pineapple swim.
I know that was the. I got you.
By the way, so far the name of this episode is Dean, is it? Thank you, Lemmy, for the episode title so far. But I've seen a backlash going up against Carl, and I still listen to WATP, and so does Dean Galloway, even when he's talking shit about them in DMs. But I have seen people say that the shit, the fucking, what's it called? Point this little piggy. That they say that I've seen people say that they obsess over the Iron stuff way too much. Like, look at this episode where Iron picked up a fucking pen and touched his cheek with it. What the fuck? Let's do 40 minutes on the pen.
Do you know what it is?
Isn't that the point of that show, though?
In my opinion, I think it all started once they had Adam Bush on the show and people realized, oh, Adam is going on other podcasts to therefore come back on WATP and review it. And then everyone then could see all the flaws in everything that WATP does from that moment onwards. Because they went, oh, right, who is Adam Bush? And still people can't figure out who Adam Bush is.
Warren
apparently
from
he
Buffy.
Was in Angel or something. I don't know.
Buffy.
No, Angel, right?
All right, Pineapple.
No, Buffy. Here's Warren. Come on. Don't disrespect Adam
Nobody
Bush.
Nobody watched Sarah Michelle Gellar small titties back then.
So, Rochi, is that... Like it's saying to feel like instead of going out and finding podcasts to criticize and to make fun of, they're now setting them up. Like they're going out and seek, like they're trying to create shitty, they're trying to create podcasts or people to make fun of instead of finding them. And it
just
I'll use the disingenuous word again because I think I agree with you.
Well, Shmuel, only in regards to what Adam Bush was doing, in which case I think a lot of people are like, well, okay, so Adam Bush is trying to justify his position on WATP. Like, and if you actually look at what happened there, if you're a Patreon member of WATP, the Wednesday's episode was never free for the public until Adam Bush became a thing. It's almost as if Carl went, oh, I'll generate money, therefore pay for Adam to show up, maybe, or let's grift our audience even more. And fuck our Patreon members. Now, having said that, this month, Carl has been doing more bonus episodes than he normally would do. So, like, I think he has seen and heard complaints and is adjusting for that, which is a good sign, I suppose.
You know what I will criticize WATP for is the events they do when they have a meet and greet, because they all go directly to the bar after the show anyway. So why would I pay to meet them beforehand when I'm going to be drinking with them afterwards?
Yeah. I mean, when I went to Tampa, I paid for the meet.
Quit bragging.
I had a good time there. There two things here, though, very quickly. Like, we do kind of fall into this trap of, like, let's say with Mersh or whatever, or even with Granny. Like, just because somebody tells you the truth doesn't absolve you from all of, absolve you from the thing that they did necessarily. Now, but with Adam Bush, like people say that he and Carl had a relationship with each other before he went on Stuttering John. I don't know that to be true. I could be wrong, but it did seem like Adam Bush only really went on to Stuttering John's show to get onto WATP. I think he had it in his head the whole time that he wanted to be on WATP. He wanted to try to be like a co-host. And I think in a year from now, he's going to start his own channel with his own podcast, but he's building an audience right now through Carl, and that like, he's got some kind of boy crush on Carl. And it seems a little odd because, you know, I personally think that when he was on with Stuttering John, that like their dynamic, because he's so kind of calm and analytical, and John is not like that, and he hates matching that energy, that like it made for a good show. Him on WATP is very too much of the same thing, if you ask me.
And just before I ask Panhandler's opinion on all of this, Quad's daughter's cup holder, stepdad filled me up with yummy cummy. That's a bit harsh. It's a bit funny though, but it's wrong. But Panhandle, what do you think about all this stuff? Because you're as far as I know, you're relatively newish on the scene. But when you see the backlashes against like the big shows like WADP and the Shuli Show, what's your opinion on it, babe?
Well, I'm newer in center of branching out from MLC. I think I've been a KB fan for a while, but I think Carl's show is just so rigid and kind of scripted, and that's the way he wants to run it, that people just lose interest. I don't really know if it. I think Adam actually adds to the show, and I don't watch a lot of the shows, but I think he's good. The problem I see with Adam that it seemed to push producer Chris off the show a little bit, or
completely.
He has a lot less to do with it now.
Completely,
he was pretty good on there. So,
well, thank you, Carl. I love being here. Wow.
But and with the point or counterpoint or whatever the fucking show is, they never really have a point dabble point. They never really have a counter. That's why I thought it was interesting when Ava went on. It's usually they're just all just bashing John. Which okay,
That's actually a great point you made, Pan. That I've seen a lot of people say that these round tables are just a group of people agreeing. That there's no like discussion. You're funny. I like this fucking guy. He's good. Ahab says Carl is unable to riff about anything.
You're good.
You're comedy.
Yes, you are. Fucking are.
Fucking funny. Carl is unable to riff about anything. He literally needs a template before he can start making fun of someone / something. Hello, Ava. What do you think about that, Echo?
Yeah, so, that comment I don't really care about, but panhandlers I do. absolutely. I've been saying it for ages, and even, like, me and Roachie, like, a year back, we kind of floated the idea of kind of being like, what's the point in point dabble point? Isn't it supposed to be a round table of discussions against each other? And then we didn't do that either, to be fair. But the problem is the TSN fans and probably the WATP fans don't actually want that, as much as they pretend they do. Clay Dabbler, they give so much shit to. Ava, they give so much shit to. Rob Soul, maybe rightly so, they give so much shit to. They don't actually want someone to defend John or to give an actual different point of view. They just want everyone to agree. Right, guys?
I'm just going to put you full screen. Yes. I just noticed your wallpaper. So you go. Hughie is number one in the granny strip anyway. Sorry, guys.
They never gave Ava a chance. Right? It was like from the minute she walked in the door, it didn't seem like they cared about John or wanted to do any of that. It just seemed like they were mad at Ava and they wanted to get, you know, this was their opportunity to go after Ava. And so we never really got anything except a fight.
Well, to be fair, Ava came in there and didn't really defend John as much as she did go after the other people. So like, I kind of see it and I kind of don't. Like, she went on there, she's going after Shuli and Anthony Cumia. And it's like, okay, that is part of the show, but first let's get the dabble point down first and then go after the other two, in my opinion.
Well, look my at opinion, this. She should have. I'm sorry, Dave. No, shut up. Go ahead.
No, just this Lord of the Rings type name here, Sauragon Ringholm. Carl usually starts a topic with a start hee-hee to gesture the panel to laugh. I don't know if I'd agree with that, because the main hosts of WATP all seem to have a very similar sense of humor. So they all they love the Simpsons and all that stuff. You know what I'm talking about, guys?
Yeah.
Exactly.
No,
thank you.
No idea.
Yeah, like, so they know all this fucking, all these, like, Simpsons references that most people don't get. So, like, I get it. Semifreus Buttonoid, are you talking about WATP, Carl? That guy's a rod bandit?
Mm-hmm. Stole my rod.
What does that mean? And,
steals the cock from somebody's mouth, probably.
Well, that's a good one to go out on, I think. But basically, hit the like button, everybody. But yeah, so to sum up the topics we've spoken.
He said right. Nickus, Gino. Nickus.
Yeah.
Is that Chad? What else do they steal from you, Chad?
But basically, to sum up, the BYB didn't go well. The personal shit really shouldn't be going public when it's this serious and it affects people. Roach?
Sorry, Hughie, I've got to say this. BYB did what BYB normally does. It was a train wreck. And that's what you tune in for BYB for. Now, the criticism is valid, which is, like, it could have been done a lot better. But, like, it happened. What was, and like you said, Doom got a, what, 9-minute clip out of it? Like, so...
Plus,
Granny and Lemmy are spilling the shit off into the internet anyway. It's not BYB draining them in and then having them fight about this. And it's not like he's not Don King in this situation. He's just bringing the fight into his arena. And like, so with that, so I mean, whatever, well, you can say whatever you want, but it's not like he's doing anything dastardly.
But what's Lemmy really putting out there in public? She's just replying or reacting to the shit that Granny keeps saying.
Yeah, right.
Look at this fucking dickhead. What did you expect? Expected a moderated conversation without fucking JMO being the main focus of the fucking panel the whole time?
Hey,
that fucking black tooth fucking scumbag. Huh?
That's JMO on MLC tonight, maybe.
I'm not watching because it's Saturday. And not going if I spend
Kevin more money not to have him on. Wait, so.
Wait, Dave, how many times is Brennan going to use the ice joke again?
I don't know. It's pretty. I don't know. He's turning into Dave Sarah over there.
Yeah,
no shit. Pulling jokes.
Rod Bandit, Peter Puffer, Third Burglar, Colin Cowboy.
got you.
Tune the town. Thanks for the five. Carlette Shuley, steal a show concept and lied about ESO to protect their event. Shuley's a lying snake, really scummy guy. After GoFundMe, I don't think Shuley knew about fucking. Did you really think that Shuley's like I'm gonna let them away with this brutal pedophilia stuff? But as long as he keeps making me thumbnails, everything's gonna be okay.
Look,
I get that he watches cheesy pizza, but my audio levels are flawless. We could have used fucking ESO earlier.
I don't know how long he was working for Shuley. I don't necessarily think he was working for Shuley that all that time. The problem is that we heard them constantly say that they can't give us the date of DabbleCon because of something. Like, they wouldn't say the date yet. They wouldn't release when exactly. They knew it was going to be in August, but I think they had to make sure 100% that date where ESO was going to show up and plead guilty was after the event. I think they needed to make sure 100% that it was going to be that. And I think that they did kind of know what was going to happen and plan their event around that. I don't have any evidence.
That makes
for that.
Zero sense.
Yeah.
If that's the case, they would book the date earlier so everyone buys the tickets earlier just in case the news comes out earlier. They would go, well, let's wait till all the news comes out and then we don't sell any tickets.
Right. No, we're getting this from a guy who thinks the Earth is bigger than they're letting us know, and that they're hiding places. No. So, one of these conspiracy theories.
But I don't understand how it doesn't make sense. No, because if they know that he's gonna plead guilty on the Monday after the event, then you have to make sure that the event is before that. If the event is a week after that, then your event is done.
Dave, is what I'm trying to say. The reason why it doesn't make sense is you're making the assumption that Shuley knew this before DabbleCon 2. Second of all, think that Shuley has enough pull with Carl and Vinnie Paulino to get them to stop Comedy at the Carson to go, oh, we'll just leave up all those weekends for the summer until you guys make a decision. Like, come on, man.
Comedy at the Carlson.
Who's
there this weekend? I want to see who's there this weekend.
Even Cole, I've got a nonce on my staff, and they're going to get sentenced soon. Any chance you can just delay it for another week? And no worries.
Hey, Judge, we got a show we got to do.
Why they wouldn't. That's they didn't release the date yet. That
doesn't work. But Dave, I had those tickets months before the show.
But did you know what day it was going to be?
Yeah.
Did you get your post?
Yeah, months before, but not months before.
Dave, yeah, Dave, this reminds me of something, right? It reminds me of somebody that I know that took out a huge chunk of their 401k to go to one event, to then actually not do that and go to an event and kiss stuttering John.
A huge chunk? I took $5,000 out of a $250,000 401k. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, and how much tax? What were the penalties and the tax implications?
I took out $5,000. Yeah, I got $3,800 out of it, and I needed to make my car payments. So go fuck yourselves. I'll do whatever I want with my money, bitch. Make your own money.
And a new rug, right, Dave? Show everybody that rug.
Yeah, I mean, I needed a new rug. I don't want to put scratches on my fucking floor, stupid.
Yeah,
well, I don't know why you're pissing me off all of a sudden.
I love when
you easy. I'm off, mate. See you guys later. I've got a show in 15 minutes. You bitch. No, see you, Panhandler. Well done, lovely to see you. Schmuel. Roach.
Fucking wanker.
Day. Pineapple.
Yeah, he's gone. I removed him first. I'm a mad bastard, me. But the thing is, you get all these people that go, Isu's a scumbag, Isu's a scumbag. And then if Anthony Cumia walks down the street, they're like, can I get a selfie, please? It's like you can't hit one person for being in the kids and then somebody else, allegedly, who's into young ladies.
By the way, Rich Voss is doing comedy at the Carlson next weekend, so go fuck yourself.
Are you going to go fuck yourself, Panhandler?
So
a little early for that, but maybe later tonight.
I'm sure if they wanted to, if Rich Voss had a date in August, they would be like, hey, look, we need to switch a date of something else. You're getting moved, Rich Voss. I'm sure he'd be like, yeah, sure, no problem. So to think that they couldn't, he's the manager of the fucking club. To think that they couldn't move a thing around, be like this or that, just to make sure that ESO's court date was after DabbleCon, I think it's perfectly feasible. I'm just saying.
Dave, you're
insinuating he's not Rich Voss on this weekend.
That DabbleCon, WATP, the Shooting Network, have a bigger pool than Rich Voss.
Yes, I do think that. Rich Voss went to their fucking event last couple months ago and then got kicked off of WATP. So, yes, I think that they've got more pull than Rich Voss, that fucking hack.
Anyway, let's let Panhandler talk. Sorry, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know what the fuck Dave's talking about, Rich Voss. I was paying attention. I saw Michaela's thing. I muted it because my big ass has got this chair squeaking, so I'm trying to mute my mic. And I don't know what they're
getting drunk.
About.
Don't worry about me.
I don't know. I didn't follow his theory either, and I don't know.
Yeah, I can't even.
As usual, I never know what Dave's talking about. I'm just happy Roachy got him mad.
I just rant.
That's all I got.
I just rant.
I can't even tell if Dave's day drinking or if he's still fucking drinking from the night before. Last night.
It's the only reason I'm up this early is because I stayed up all night. Did I go to sleep or did I just wake up? Nobody knows.
And nobody I'm guessing you stayed up. Okay, well, I think it's time because it's almost 8 o'clock here, and I might go, as Rosie would say, darn the local for a fucking for a couple of what do they call them in there? Get a lager in, isn't that what the boys say over in slave owning England? I'll put all the plugs in down below. We'll start with the Panhandler, the debuting star. Pan, what would you like to be linked down below?
Get fucked, losers. That's it. That's my usual. That's my plug. That's it.
Rochi, do you have any plugs as good as that?
Everybody go and plug Dave Sarah's father because Dave's useless at doing it, right?
You know, it was Dave's dad that made me realize that I didn't like Granny at all. Because Granny was on BYB and he was fucking, believe it or not, incredibly unfunny and bombing, and no one was laughing but him. And Dave pointed that out. So then Granny's reaction was to then insult Dave's parents. And it's like, well, you're a cunt. Like you're actually not funny. So why would you get offended by that? But anyway, Dave, what plugs do you have for down below?
Thank you, Dave Sarah. Thank you, guys. I love you guys. Mwah. Roachy, Schmuel. Panhandler, I love you. Bye, Husey.
No problem.
Hey, let me get on next week with Dr. Steve. Okay, bye.
All right, see you. And Schmuel?
Shmuel Talk Tuesdays and Thursdays on YouTube, and then Saturday night we do the backyard stream, and we will be sending a panhandler the link tonight. I'm actually going to put it up. I'm going to do it immediately following.
I'm just not going to show up to be a dick.
Okay. Just say you're busy. He'll be out doing coke and beers with Dave all night. Thanks for coming on for this flawlessly audio recorded episode. It's a good one. Appreciate I'm actually going to go look up Victoria's Instagram and see what these guys are fighting over. It's going to be very good. I'm going to do a big old fashioned wave goodbye to everyone. I'm going to see you later.
Bye. Thanks, Ben.
And if you leave me now, you take away the biggest part of me. Ooh, baby, please don't go.
Okay, thank you, Rochi, Panhandler, Buckman, Sarah, and Eccle, and whoever else I may or may not have left out. And also, thank you to Lemmy, I should say, for the title of this episode, Ding, is it? See, why am I now explaining the title of the episode in the intro? I really should have deleted this and started from scratch. Anyway, never mind that. Anyone who is a long-time listener of this will remember that over in Ireland, the Christmas season begins on November 1st. We don't do Thanksgiving. We start the Christmas stuff early. So, for the rest of 2025, every episode you will hear will be a Christmas episode. I have a bunch of names lined up already. We're going to see how many of them actually come through as guests, but I'm not going to force anybody, like I give a shit. I feel like today's episode showed that we can do episodes without needing to have like names and stuff. But anyway, thank you for listening. Check out the video version of Huge Entertainment on YouTube, at the Huge on Twitter and Instagram, and it is Hugey. Bye bye.
Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. Quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.